379 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 347. In another instance, he says, I chatted with them. Entering, I found quite a number of people, among them Darley, etc. I chatted with them a few minutes, using the same words Jim said he used with reference to this girl. Miss Hall left my office on her way home. There were in the building at the time Arthur White and Harry Denham and Arthur White's wife on the top floor. To the best of my knowledge, it must have been 10 or 15 minutes after Miss Hall left my office when this little girl, whom I afterwards found to be Mary Fagan, entered my office and asked for her pay envelope. This little girl, whom I afterwards found. Why didn't you give her money? No, he didn't give her money. He knew her all right. That child never got her money. She never got her money. And this man, Frank, when Mrs. White came down there at 12:35, and when he jumped, and when Jim Conley was still sitting downstairs. The one fact in this case that must make you see that Jim Conley didn't do the deed. This man, Frank, was at that safe then, when he jumped and Mrs. White came up, getting out the pay envelope of this little girl who had gone back to the rear to see whether the metal had come or not, not to make water, as he stated in that note. At the time Frank was at that safe and Mrs. White came in, she says he jumped. Remember that. As she went down the stairs at 12:35, she saw Jim Conley, or a Negro who resembled him, and that's the one incident in this case that shows that old Jim Conley didn't do the deed. Then it was after this man had tipped up and tipped back. Then it was he had to let Mrs. White go up. Previously he had sent up and had them come down, but this time he lets Mrs. White go up, and then after Mrs. White had been up there a little while, and in order not to get caught in the act of moving that body, because he knew Mrs. White might come down, he knew that these men had their lunches and would work and stay up on that floor. At 12:50, Mrs. White says when she went down she saw Conley there, at 12:50, and Frank was anxious to get Mrs. White out of the building.